True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's A-Wad here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local content in town. And, of course, a VCU basketball season's right around the corner. This Sunday, I'll be on the air at 4:15 for the pregame show before we hand it off to Robbie Robinson and Rodney Ashby. First exhibition game of the season at Villanova. Should be a good one. Open door and open line policy here on AWOD Radio, 833-804-0910. Or you could be like the traffic reporter, Brian, who's busted through the doors once again. Hello, Brian.
I'm just sitting here perusing this VCU schedule.
Yeah.
October 18th. It's October.
Yeah, I know.
It's football season.
We've moved up the exhibition games a couple weeks this
year. You move
it
up anymore, it's going to be August 11th.
I mean,
look. What's going on?
It's because you got to get working. You got to get games done because there has never been more of an importance in the non-conference schedule than right now.
Okay.
You have got to take advantage and win those big games to get that resume up because I'm sick and tired of the A-10 being a one-bid league.
Yeah.
But that's the reality we're living in. So Brian stopped by. Stubb runs the ones and twos. Jeremy's been helping out with production as well. We're going to go around the NFL here on AWOD Radio with NFL Hits.
Every regular season matchup, every head coach on the hot seat, the hit stories in the NFL. NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
Now, Brian, it was awesome for you to enter into our Odyssey NFL Survivor Pool, but you were knocked out by the loss the Buffalo Bills faced the other week.
That Josh Allen, man. You know what I said this last year on this show. You know what Josh Allen needs. He needs a celebrity girlfriend.
He got one now.
Oh, he finally did.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
Who's he dating?
Josh, he's dating Haley Steinfeld.
That's right. Well, she hasn't had a hit in a while.
Beautiful one.
You might have stacked that up a little bit.
She was just in the best movie of the year.
Which was?
Sinners.
Oh, she's good in Sinners.
Movie,
she's really hot in Sinners.
Yeah, I know.
She's really hot.
Sure, good looking.
And then she turns into a zombie. Spoiler alert.
So maybe they'll get to the Super Bowl, despite the fact they've lost how many now? Three?
I think they're 4-2. They're 4-2. But we were joking earlier, the Odyssey NFL Survivor Pool has become the weekly Owen Buys Back In $5 Survivor Pool.
Owen,
he has now gifted us $25 because of the losses that he's faced this season. And so we're just collecting Owen's money. I kind of love it.
Okay. Yeah, he's got, one of our top sales reps, so he's got plenty of money to throw around, apparently.
Absolutely. All right, so we've got our guys with us here. We wanted to do a Worry Wednesday on AWOD Radio. Jeremy, what are you most worried about coming into week six of the NFL season?
I'm the most worried about Kyler Murray. I think there's real heat under his job right now after the way that Jacoby Brissett performed against the Colts.
I mean, I think you're right.
Yeah, he's done. He's never going to make it to the playoffs, let alone win a game.
It's so weird because he had gotten off to that good start this season.
He always does. But then Battlefield came out, so he's busy.
Yeah. I mean, is that what it is? He's spending too much time playing video games?
It was a running bit for like 5 years. Call of Duty would come out and his performance would decrease right after that weekend.
Well, I mean, the slow start. 2-0 to 2-4. That is all. That is certainly something to be worried about. I'll start locally here. I'm worried about Matt Gay's job in Washington, man. Like, it's just, how much longer can this go on? And I'll tell you, there is a maybe future Hall of Fame kicker that's going to become available November 11th. Would you bring in Justin Tucker for a workout? Are you concerned that he doesn't fit the culture? I'll tell you this right now. I think it was a mistake by Washington to not bring in competition this week.
Yes.
He missed again in a game that he lost by 1 point.
Got a 50.
Right. And Jeremy, you're watching the NFL. We're seeing guys hit from 60-plus this year easily.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's still on the team, honestly. I thought when he missed that 50-yarder, he was done.
Yeah. I'm worried about his job security.
I'm surprised they're not just signing, you know, random soccer players at this point. I mean,
that's what Dallas did.
Right,
it
worked out for them.
Turned him into a superstar in Brandon Aubrey. Stubb, what are you worried about?
It's a different kind of worry, but I think I'm getting worried the Super Bowl is just going to be the Chiefs again.
Really?
The No Fun League, they've kind of popped back. No penalties from the refs. I don't want to talk about that, but still, it seems they just beat the Lions. It seems like they can still do it. People are coming back. Rashee Rice is back now. I think they're just going to make it again. I would love to see someone else finally make it there, but yeah. I think we're getting the most boring option again.
I mean, it's one of those weekends where, right, like Buffalo doesn't look like the greatest team in the world again.
The Ravens are 1-5.
The Ravens are 1-5.
Chargers are falling.
And like you said, the Detroit Lions were so hot coming into that contest, and the Chiefs beat them easily. Now, I'm picking them to beat the Raiders, and then hopefully Washington will come to town and stop their win streak right there. But I think you're right in terms of the AFC. If you're an AFC fan, you should be worried that the Chiefs are coming.
Right. Like, he's beat the Bills every time. And then you look at the risers. I would never bet on the Jaguars, the Colts, or the Patriots to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And Mahomes has proven he can beat everyone else. So it's just going to be boring again, I fear.
Yeah. No, I'm with you there. Do you guys think that Mike McDaniel will be the next head coach fired?
I think it's Jonathan Gannon. I know I just went off on Kyler Murray, but I'm all down on the Cardinals right now. I think Mike McDaniel is done, but I don't think they fire him midseason.
But I think you're on to something that they have to make a change in Arizona, either at quarterback or the head coach, right? I mean, he is kind of in a weird predicament there. I'm also interested to see what's going to happen with Mike McDaniel, what's going to happen with Cleveland. Could this be one of those games that the losing coach gets fired?
Yes, it could.
Right?
I very much think it could.
1-5 Miami at 1-5 Cleveland.
You make
Brian, we call that the NFL dud game of the week.
I would say so, yes.
Yeah.
You mean that little kid-looking guy who's the coach for McDaniel? He's about to get fired?
Yeah, I know.
Miami?
People don't like his capris anymore.
They don't.
They don't like his
what?
They're
beefing with
his
capris.
He wears joggers that show off his ankles.
Is he still a loud mouth in a press conference?
He's been a lot quieter, actually.
Yeah. You better clam up there until he wins.
More ums than usual.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I'm kind of with you there. Just speaking of that, let's get to the latest on our Hadid Mercer rug cleaning coach's hot seat. We did, predict that Brian Callahan would be fired. Zach Taylor's on our hot seat here. What is going on in Cincinnati? They've got Thursday night football at home against Pittsburgh. I don't think this leads to him losing his job right now. But they're not going to make the playoffs, and I'm still confident he will not be the coach of that team next year.
So he can't be.
At one point, they're going to fire him. I don't know when it will be. It might just say, hey, we'll wait till the end of the season, and then we'll regroup from there, but...
Which I should have done last season.
Hey, look, I always say this. There's three ways a coach gets fired, Brian.
Okay.
Number one, you lose an embarrassing fashion at home. Number two, you get blown out on primetime television.
Oh, yeah.
And number three, your team's eliminated from the playoffs. Two of those three things could happen tonight.
Absolutely.
If the Steelers blow out the Bengals, who are going to be at home.
Wow.
Jeremy, does it happen on Friday morning?
I want to say it does because I think he should have been fired last year, but the Bengals are a different organization than a lot of other teams. They're cheap, and they generally let the contract run out before they fire
him. You mean the Cincinnati Bungles? Is that what you're talking about?
So you're worried about Kyler. You're worried about the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals as well. Give us a third worry, Jeremy.
Another worry here. I'm worried about Saquon Barkley a little bit. He hasn't had the same usage all season long, and I don't know if it's because they're trying to save him for the playoffs or if they're trying to save him from injury or something, but Yep. Even when he does touch the ball, he hasn't been the same explosive runner as he was last year.
I think that's more on the outside noise and the players meeting about A.J. Brown not getting involved. Like, we saw them go heavy into the passing game there last week. I mean, 33 attempts for Jalen Hurts. Yeah, that's way too many.
I mean, their offense has straight up sucked at times.
Yeah.
He made it a half without completing a pass. There's just a lot of red flags going on in Philly.
Those that have drafted Saquon Barkley thinking they were going to get another great year from him like last year, they're probably pissed they didn't do what I did in Bijan Robinson.
Bijan, yeah.
You're onto something, by the way, about those injuries, because we're seeing it in baseball with the Dodgers. Their best pitchers, they didn't really play in most of the season, and now looking at them in the postseason, there's some shenanigans going on these injured lists. I'm convinced of it. But I guess the football teams are. I mean, look how many extra games you play if you win the Super Bowl. I mean, it kind of makes sense if you think about it.
Yeah.
So they could easily kind of slow walk Saquon and some of their other players, and I mean, postseason is what matters to them.
Yeah.
They want to win another Super Bowl.
They do that with Kelsey.
There's a pair of Monday night games, and I'm worried for the health of our buddy Chris Russell. He went on Beamich and Finley yesterday and just complained and complained and complained about 15 minutes about the NFL's decision to have two Monday night games. He hates it. And I don't understand why.
Yeah, why?
I kind of really enjoy two Monday night games because he wanted to focus in on Bills Falcons, but instead he had to work the Commanders game.
Yeah,
and I get that, but that's going to happen on Sundays all the time. I have no problem with two Monday. I understand what he's saying in terms of you kind of devalue the Monday night, given the fact that it used to be a standalone game.
That doesn't matter.
But I like options.
Let me tell you something, and I mean this sincerely and wholeheartedly. The NFL would have a game on every night of the week for 5 months.
If they were allowed.
If they were allowed. And quite frankly, they probably are allowed. They just haven't figured out a way to pull it off yet. I mean, it's the most popular television show in the history of America.
Yeah.
So why would you not want to, as much exposure? There's no such thing to the NFL as overexposure. There's no such thing.
Right.
There's,
and you look at the TV contracts that they have.
Yes.
ABC has Dancing with the Stars. All right. Good for them. They get pretty good ratings on that. They ain't got nothing going for them on Mondays.
No.
Nothing. And so you might as well throw – that's the number one reason why we're getting so many double Monday night games, is that ABC's got nothing better to show, right?
That's correct.
I mean, it's not like it used to be where
there was
must-watch television. Mondays used to be like, 24 and Prison Break? Like, we used to have some good cable television.
Well, and ESPN also, talk media for a second, I think they want their money's worth, right? They want as much inventory as possible, because I can tell you right now from working in television, you sell a 30-second ad on these games and it's six figures easy, regular season game.
Right.
So they want as much ESPN, losing money, by the way, other than the NFL, they want as much inventory as they can possibly get.
Absolutely. Brian, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Gary Hess is going to call in next. It'll be good to hear from him.
Please tell him I said hello. We miss Gary Hess around here.
Yes, we do.
Long time IL.
You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, we're going to do a segment we haven't done in a while, so let's make sure that sounder still works. We're going to get in the car and drive.
How are the roads looking?
Get out of the way, damn it!
Time for a drive down Richmond Highway with Gary Hess, sports director and the voice of high school football in Richmond, Virginia.
I understand there's traffic. You need to plan for that.
Let's drive down Richmond Highway with Gary Hess on AWOD Radio.
Czar, how are you, buddy?
What is happening?
What's up, dude?
You know, I'm just home, battling through some recovery after a couple of leg injuries, and eager to get back. It's weird being kind of down and out during football season. You know, when these guys, these players, you know, get hurt and end up, you know, sitting out, you know, 4 or 5 weeks in the middle of the season and talk about how weird it is, I can kind of relate a little bit.
Yeah, no, it's been tough to not have you in the building with us here. You know how much you mean to me. I'm going to tell you this, though, and I told your partner this, too. We got the best backup quarterback in the country. I thought Hokie Steve has done a terrific job.
Hokie Steve has stepped in and done very well. He's out the next couple of weeks, so we have our third stringer in. But our third stringer in is a really top-shelf guy named John Emmett. And so John Emmett will be on the mic this week and next week. And then Steve will be back for the end of October. And then hopefully I can come back sometime in November. We'll see.
Yeah, get back for a playoff push. What is the latest update to the CBS 6 910 The Fan coaches poll?
It's been very interesting at the top because, you know, Verina has lost twice, Highland Springs has lost twice, but none of them are local teams. I mean, the last team Verina lost to is from North Carolina, ranked like in the top 20 in the country, and they lost 21-14. So some people didn't downgrade them, but Dinwiddie is 7-0. They're ranked number one. Verina, 4-2, ranked second. Number three is Benedictine, continuing to just destroy people, 7-0. Fourth is, let's see, who is fourth right now? Oh, Manchester, who's also won big every game they've played except one. They had one close game and is 7-0. And then Highland Springs at 4-2 is ranked fifth. And so while Verina and Highland Springs have two losses, once again, out-of-town, top-shelf teams, and so those five are clearly the ones to watch. And then right behind that, Trinity Episcopal, also 7-0. Trinity Episcopal this week faces St. Christopher's, and all eyes in the private school world are on the, I guess that would be Saturday, November 1st, when Benedictine and Trinity wrap up the regular season playing against each other. So that's what the top of the poll looks like, and it's been a pretty amazing run with those six, seven teams that are all putting together fabulous seasons.
We're driving down Richmond Highway with the Czar, Gary Hess, the voice of high school football for over 30 years here in Richmond, Virginia. The game of the week, Battle of Unbeatens. Give us your preview, Gary.
So this is an interesting – talked to both coaches today. I usually go visit. Did a little Zooming today because I can't travel yet, but this one is one of those, you know, it's a rivalry that's born out of both teams being good in their, you know, it's a district game, and they're the two teams that are usually nuking it out for the district title, and so it kind of becomes a rivalry. So that's Thomas Dale and Dinwiddie. Thomas Dale is ranked seventh in our poll, or sixth in our poll, is 6-0 on the season, and is doing it with defense. Their defense is so good. And so against Zion Boiso and the high-powered Dinwiddie offense, something's got to give, and that's going to be a great battle coming up on Friday night. There's another great game right around the corner for the radio station is Glenn Allen and Hermitage play, but you can't deny that the battle of unbeatens between Dinwiddie and Thomas Dale is where the eyes of 804 high school football are going to be on Friday night. Should be a great battle between two great defenses. This will be the biggest test Dinwiddie's had since the win over Highland Springs. Just in the last couple of weeks, Thomas Dale's gotten close, hard-fought, great wins over teams like Meadowbrook, who has just one loss, and Glenn Allen. So should be a fun game on Friday night down in beautiful Dinwiddie County.
Gary Hess with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Follow him on Twitter, GHessRVA. Who would you like to mention in this week's high school football spotlight?
I got a couple of guys that I want to throw out there. And I don't, King William, the Cavaliers, beat Halifax last week. And you got to love the guys that get it done on both sides of the football. Tashawn Hill, 19 carries, 298 yards, 5 touchdowns, threw a touchdown pass, had 4 tackles, a forced fumble, and a fumble recovery. So,
I mean, that's insane.
Getting it done on both ends of the ball. Also, shout out to Charles Scott Jr., the young sophomore quarterback for Huguenot, continues to put up huge numbers. How about 8 of 16, 278 yards and 5 touchdowns? Oh, and he ran for a score as well. So it counted for 6 touchdowns. Huguenot 5-1. You know, Huguenot's another one of those teams ranked just behind Trinity Episcopal in our poll that's going to be heard from in the postseason. So a lot of 804 contenders on the state level this year. Manchester looks like a contender in 6. Highland Springs in 5 and 4. You got Verina and Dinwiddie and Huguenot. You got Armstrong way down in 2. Trinity and Benedictine in the private schools. So we got a chance to celebrate some hardware this year in the 804.
What would you say has been the biggest surprise this season so far?
You know, I would say the biggest surprise, and there's been a couple. Number one has been how, you know, Meadowbrook is with Billy Rudd coming into that program. It's not a surprise that they are getting better, but to be kind of ahead of schedule, they're 5-1 going into a game with 4-2 Petersburg this week. If they can get this one, they're 6-1 going to play Dinwiddie next week. I think they have really gotten everybody's attention with kind of being ahead of schedule and just how good they have been, and I think that's the, in terms of surprising storylines, that's the one that really jumps out at me so far. Also, very quietly, Hanover, the Hawks up in Hanover County, Hanover High School, have very quietly gotten off to a 6-0 start. Nobody's talking about them. Nobody's doing much of anything, but very quietly, Hanover is 6-0, and we're going to find out about Hanover this week as they travel to Route 5 to face number 2 Verina.
Gary, over to the NFL. I consider this rivalry week for us because I know you don't rep them as much as you used to, but you've been a Cowboys fan. I'm a Commanders fan. And I've been saying this is the perfect spot for Washington. Everybody felt like the sky was falling after Jayden Daniels dropped the ball and you lose Monday Night Football. I would love to pick ourselves up against our arch rivals. I'm very much looking forward to this.
I think if you're a Commanders fan, you should be looking forward to it. You're talking about a historically bad defense. You know, Jayden Daniels, nothing makes you feel like getting well like a date with the Cowboys defense. Goodness gracious. And what really is amazing is it kind of covers up that, you know, there's been a lot of criticism over the years of Dak Prescott and then the contract and all that. Say what you want. Dak Prescott is playing at an MVP level. He has not missed a beat with CeeDee Lamb being out. George Pickens has really stepped it up. Ferguson at tight end. And Javonte Williams, what a great free agent pickup. He has had a great year in the backfield. They're doing good on the offensive line. The Cowboys offense, I mean, what are they? They've gained the most yards in the NFL and given up the most yards in the NFL. They're averaging over 30 points a game. So, you know, when you play the Cowboys, you're going to have to score a lot to win. But don't worry, with the Cowboys defense, scoring a lot shouldn't be a problem.
Gary, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
It's good to catch up. Been way too long. Be well.
Absolutely. That's Gary Hess, the voice of high school football here in Richmond, Virginia, and the czar here at WRNL 910 The Fan, sports director. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Let's drive down Richmond Highway with Gary Hess on AWOD Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. It is a Wednesday, October 15th, which means we turn the page to the next week that is the NFL season, getting ready for week 7 with Washington taking on the Dallas Cowboys, sitting at 3-3. You do not want to be hovering around 500. You want to be above 500. I believe Jaden Daniels is set to speak to the media in about 10 minutes. We're going to try to air that for you guys live right here on Richmond's home for the Commanders, 910 The Fan. But let's go inside the mind of the NFL quarterback right now with QBIQ.
You know, that is my dream. That's what I want to be, and it's what I believe I am as a quarterback.
Being a professional quarterback is arguably the toughest job in sports, maybe the world.
Quarterback will say, hike. That's when the center puts the ball into the hands of the quarterback.
The most important position gets the most attention. We'll take a unique look at the best quarterbacks in the league each week.
It was just much better execution all the way around.
As we go through the lens of NFL quarterbacks with QBIQ.
All right, so we're not going to highlight this quarterback on QBIQ, but we mentioned it earlier, and I think we should mention it real quick. Jacoby Brissett came in and was terrific. 320 yards, 2 touchdowns, with a really good 89 quarterback rating in the loss for Arizona against Indianapolis, but just much better at moving the football down the field than Kyler Murray had been in that one right there. But I think we start with Baker Mayfield, man. I mean, Baker is back. He is at an MVP level. It is so cool and needs to be highlighted often, over and over again, how this guy was left for the Wolves, right? Carolina didn't want him. Cleveland didn't want him. L.A. brought him in for a game, and then Tampa Bay said, you know what, we'll take a shot on Baker Mayfield, and they've gotten some unbelievable quarterback play. And so you look at Tampa Bay right now, they're sitting at 5-1 with Baker Mayfield's 1,539 yards, which is fourth. He's tied for third with 12 touchdowns and only one mistake, one interception this season. And somehow, at 6-1, 215, he's able to, like, sneak out of sacks and sneak out of tackles. It reminds me of Tony Romo, but he's, like, not as twitchy. He kind of just, like, ducks down into the fetal position but doesn't touch the ground with his knee and then sneaks back out. It's unbelievable how he avoids sacks.
I'll never forget him trucking Bobby Wagner.
Yeah, right.
In the wild card playoff game. I mean, that's just a dog.
Yeah, I know. I have belief in Baker Mayfield. I'm sure his team does as well. We honor you on QBIQ.
I truly, genuinely trust the guys that are in there. They're ready. We talk throughout the week. Guys are on the same page, and that's real. I trust these guys, even though some of them might not have played a whole lot of ball. But if we're on the same page, good things happen. You don't have to have the perfect play when all your guys are fighting for each other and are on the same page. And that's an example of that. Defense played great, special teams as well. And so that's complimentary football.
And also Baker Mayfield's just making everyone around him better. He's made Emeka Ebuka the pretty much rookie of the year favorite, who's now out for a while. Chris Godwin's been banged up. Mike Evans is out. And it's been next man up. And yet whoever steps into that wide receiver one or wide receiver two role, they just have a connection with Baker Mayfield this season, which is just wild because, oh yeah, he lost another offensive coordinator, right? And then the year before that, he lost another offensive coordinator who's now been fired from his job in Callahan. But you see how Liam Cohen is leading the Jaguars. He's working with really good offensive minds, and then they're leaving him, and yet it's like a part of their brain is staying with Baker Mayfield.
Yeah,
he's been a savant.
He's picking up more and more skills and information, and he's just... I want him to win the MVP so bad.
Who do you want to highlight on QBIQ? Inside the mind of the hardest position in sports and maybe the hardest job on the planet, quarterback.
A guy leading a team that I said was going to make the playoffs. You clown me for it in the offseason, but man, Drake May and the Patriots, he looks so good. He looks stupid good. He's completing insane passes, deep balls constantly. He's protecting the ball. He can run it if he needs to. He is leading that team. A lot of people are rallying behind him. And, man, a worse, I think, receiving core than even Washington has right now.
Yeah, I'm not ready to say the Patriots will be a playoff team simply because I don't see them winning that division. All right, they went into Buffalo and won. Let's see what happens when they face off against the Bills again. I almost guarantee that's my lock of the year, that Buffalo doesn't lose two games to New England this year. So I don't think they win the division, and then you're kind of hoping for a wild card spot. Maybe with Baltimore's slow start, that would help them out. But obviously you got Kansas City and the Chargers also competing with the Broncos. Yeah. And so I think wild card's going to be murky in the AFC. But, yeah, I mean, he's leading a team on a three-game win streak. They're going to go into Tennessee and win as well. They're probably going to face off against Cleveland and beat them the next week as well. You have to give credit to the quarterback, even though I think they're winning games because of the defense. But he's not really turning the ball over. And so you got to give him – he's making good decisions.
He's throwing dimes to a guy named Booty.
Yeah. And like, we've had a resurgence from Stephon Diggs. Yeah. We honor you, Drake May, on QBIQ.
Yeah, it's about making good decisions. I think it's just trying to prove it over and over again. You'll be consistent in doing that, and you're known to be smart with the football. You know, I think that's the biggest thing that, you know, in that situation is try to, you know, get a first down, safe throw, you know, to the sideline, and what a play by Booty. You know, it felt right, you know, being back home for him.
So the one thing that I think he needs to improve on is he's just taking way too many sacks. And I get it. He's been able to create some magic plays there to convert some tough third downs. But that's the one thing I think he needs to focus on moving forward is to get rid of the ball, like we say with Jaden Daniels, throw it away, live to fight another down. On QBIQ, we almost always go inside the mind of the face of the National Football League, the multiple Super Bowl champion, the guy who's only played in AFC title games every single year. That is Patrick Mahomes. Let's go inside the quarterback's mind for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, yes. We had called a play where we actually thought they had like a little guy, not a little guy, one of their DNs drop, and we thought he was going to drop from the boundary and we might get Pop open. But for him dropping underneath Pop, Hollywood was able to get across the field and score. Are you talking about the run play or the pass across the field? Yeah, he got across the field and I was able to throw him the ball and he won with speed. But that's part of the progression. You have to be able to recognize the coverages that they're in, and Hollywood did a great job getting open.
It's crazy. Kermit the Frog retired and then got the quarterback job in Kansas City. I think what makes Mahomes so impressive is he always has a solid touchdown to interception ratio, 11-2 right now. I mean, he tossed three of them against the Detroit Lions. And like you said earlier, he's starting to get his weapons back. And I'm starting to feel like Kansas City will get back to the AFC title game once again this season. But how about Aaron Rodgers to close out QBIQ today on AWOD Radio? The Pittsburgh Steelers are sitting top of their division, and they're coming off of a 23-9 win over Cleveland. They've now won three straight, and they will be our primetime matchup tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football from Cincinnati, taking on the Bengals. Here's Aaron Rodgers on QBIQ.
We had one-on-one on the first conversion. He had a quick out conversion. He did a nice job with his late hands. I think the other one was just a quick out that, you know, I thankfully put in a good spot. DB kind of tried to break on it, and DK made a play. The other, you know, his third catch was on the shallow cross after I threw a bad one on the inside go. His fourth catch was a nice little slant and go he ran.
Aaron Rodgers' completion percentage always blows me away. I mean, and he'll attempt 30 to 35 passes every single game. 81% in the win against Minnesota, 71% in the win against Cleveland. And we'll see the battle of the old guys tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football. Aaron Rodgers is 41. Can you guys confirm Joe Flacco's age? I believe he's 40. Yep, he is. He's 40 years old. So 81 years old between the two quarterbacks on Thursday Night Football. Jeremy, are you interested?
It's past their bedtime.
That's a good one.
It's going to be sloppy, but it's going to be fun, I think. I am a little bit interested. I'm always interested in those divisional matchups on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, and this will be the first time that I can really focus in on Aaron Rodgers with the Steelers, as they will be on prime time, but also not across the pond. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. From inside the mind of the NFL quarterback to hearing from the NFL quarterback in the nation's capital, QB1 and the NFL Rookie of the Year, Jaden Daniels, just spoke to the media. Let's take a listen here on Richmond's home for the Commanders, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Sit down with DQ after a game. And this week, DQ said you sent him a text on Monday. He didn't share the contents of it, but he seemed to be pretty impressed by it. I don't know if you want to share what he said.
That was between me and him, but I did.
What was your motivation for that?
I don't know. It just felt like it was on my heart to send him a text, so I did.
When you went back and rewatched the film, was there anything that stood out from your performance, or I guess specifically with the turnovers, anything you wish you would have done differently?
Not turn the ball over. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
We saw Terry be able to get out there and practice today for the first time in a while. I know it's too early to say if he's going to be back, but what kind of difference would his return make for you guys on offense?
I think he'll come back and, you know, contribute in the way that he does. You know, obviously Terry's been doing this at a high level for X amount of years, so obviously, you know, we get him back, you know, it'll be good for us offensively.
For you guys as an offense, on early downs, you guys have done pretty well, but third downs have sort of been, you know, an issue for you guys overall. What do you think has been a constant theme there, if there has been one so far this season?
I mean, hopefully we stay out of the third downs, but if that's we get to that point, we just got to execute.
Jaden, after the game on Monday, you were very forthcoming, saying, you know, it's on me, you know, I lost focus. Why was that important for you to kind of take that ownership of that?
I mean, that's what a quarterback does, but, you know, it was on me, so I take accountability.
This game on Sunday against Dallas, how do you see it? Obviously, this team's done a great job bouncing back from a loss this season. How's this team going to respond?
Respond, you know, go out there and play hard. And we got to execute because it's a tough team that we're playing, division rival, so we're looking to get a win, and I know they are too.
And you, we know that you seem to have you like to put the really good plays behind you right away. Play like the other night, like what's the process for you of putting that behind you? How long does it take? Does it, you know, how long does it stay with you?
I mean, we had a short week, so I had to move on pretty quickly. But, I mean, I don't really want to talk about, like, my process and what I go through. But, yeah, you know, short week, we got to move on, look forward.
And then going back to Terry, like, what does he add? Like, and do you feel like you guys are at that point where you can get your rhythm back pretty quick when he does come back?
Yeah, I think so. It's just the flow of the game. Everybody got to get in a rhythm offensively, and you know, once we do and everything's flowing, you know, we can move the ball up and down the field, but we got to go out there, execute, and focus on the little things, the attention to detail, execution at its finest.
With so many injuries at the receiver spot, what has that been like for you, just very little practice time with these guys just to work on timing and whatnot?
I mean, I'll say for anybody in this league, it's tough, but, you know, you kind of get thrust into those situations because unfortunate things happen. So, you know, you can't really change who you are. The preparation stays the same, and that's why in the offseason you work on your fundamentals, your individual game, so you're able to be accurate and things like that and just kind of talk through those type of things.
Anything else you're able to do in season when there's, like, I'm guessing, fewer live reps, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got to find your spaces for after practice type of things. Obviously, you want to be conscious of guys and their body, and obviously the most important thing is the game, but you try to get those reps as much as possible because you might rep a play one time and, you know, Cliff might call in a game on a critical situation. You got to go out there and execute it.
How's Moore look to you so far in terms of when he's been out there and been able to get some reps?
I mean, today was a jog through-ish, so haven't really seen him too much, but he's looking good. I know he'll be out there. If he's out there, he'll feel confident enough to go, and I know he'll be excited to go out there, and we're excited, obviously, to see a guy like that back in the huddle too. Both of them. I mean, anybody. My bad.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
My bad. Chris has been doing his thing. Obviously, he made a huge catch on Monday, and he's a veteran guy. So I'm super excited. And, you know, he does his thing. He makes the routine plays when there's needed, and I can know I could go out there and trust him to make a play.
With Terry out, have you seen any difference in the way that defenses are playing you guys?
I don't know. I mean, some teams, even with Terry in there, they might play us man. Some other teams might play us zone. So I don't have a, like, definitive answer for that one.
Hey, Jaden. Coach always talks about players stepping up in their second year. How have you seen Luke really develop in these first six games?
Obviously, from a special team standpoint, he's keeping him in this good field position. So I love that. Receiver-wise, you know, he's making the plays, and, you know, he probably has the two most wide-open touchdowns I ever seen. So salute to Luke, and I'm happy for him. But, you know, every time we need a big play to be made, Luke is stepping up and making that play.
Hey, Jaden. I've asked a couple of the coaches about, you know, when Coach Quinn talks about September football, now it's October football. So from your perspective, based on their expectations and what they've shared with you all and what they want to see in October, where do you think you all are?
We still got some way to go. We're not a finished product, but we know in this league that you want to get hot at the right time. So whatever that looks like, but, you know, we just got to keep stacking days and taking one day at a time and one game at a time.
Jaden, despite a bunch of the injuries on offense, yourself included, you guys are still seventh in scoring, second in, tied for second in rushing. What does that say about the system, what Cliff has been able to do, that you guys have in place, just no matter who kind of goes in?
I mean, we got the chance to, you know, take this thing to another level. Obviously, the stats are the stats, but it just says just we could, you know, we could score with the best of them, and we could put up points, but we just got to be better with the details and execution. So, you know, we don't have slow starts or anything like that. So that's something that we're just honing in and focusing on more.
And you said before you took responsibility in part because you said it was your fault, but that's what quarterbacks do. Could you explain then in the commercial why you're throwing Tyler Biadasz under the bus to your mother with the pantry, saying it's his fault?
It wasn't really a part of who my character or anything, but you know, I kind of just do, you know, what people tell me. So that's the what they wanted to portray. So, you know, I had to go out there and step aside from being a quarterback and, you know, kind of try to be an actor.
That was a hardball question from Ben Standing.
You're a young guy, but you're also a team leader. When you see a rookie like Bill have some fumbles over the last couple games, do you try to offer him some encouragement? How are those conversations?
Yeah, I think you just keep breathing confidence and life into him. Obviously, what is going on is sixth, seventh game. I mean, Bill is – he's tremendous, man. So we know that he's not going to let that define him. And he's going to go out there and really make plays when we need him to make plays. So it's kind of that next man, next play mentality.
That was quarterback one, Jaden Daniels, there talking to the media. A few things to react to. I mean, I kind of love that this guy showed the veteran leadership to send a text to Dan Quinn. And we didn't find out the context, but we can all speculate. I'm sure he said, "Coach, that was on me. I lost focus. I dropped the ball. I lost us this game." And I love that mindset from your leader. I love the accountability. And there's nobody on this roster outside of maybe Bobby Wagner that I would believe would bounce back and have a better performance than Jaden Daniels. And so I'm very much looking forward to what he can bring on Sunday. Now, we did get an update from Dan Quinn on what weapons may be available on Sunday. Let's take a listen to DQ here.
Yeah, well, I would say it wasn't a setback. It just hasn't responded, you know, quite the way that it needs to. So I wouldn't call it a setback. Hindsight's 20/20. I think the main thing is, man, we're gonna get them right. That's the ultimate goal, to get there. So we know that means 4 more weeks, and like the guy's working incredibly hard at it. And so we want to make sure hit all the marks that we can with him.
Then what's the plan for Terry this week?
He'll practice this week, and I'll have a better sense where we're going, because today is going to be more at a jog-through pace where we're not, you know, fully, you know, speed up and going, but that'll be more as we get into tomorrow. But, you know, like, I'll have a better assessment after we go through, like, some full speed, you know, routes and movements to see where he's at. But I'm excited where he's trending.
So the Noah Brown news on the IR, out for 4 weeks. So sad. Terrible news. We need him back. Terry McLaurin at practice today, that's great to hear. And Jaden talked about what it felt like to have his wide receiver back there on the practice field. But also, that was kind of interesting with Jaden talking about the confidence that he has in Chris Moore. And I think it's pretty clear that Cliff Kingsbury has confidence in him as well. As much as we want to see more Jalen Lane, as much as we're desperate to see more Luke McCaffrey, they're going with the guy that was running those routes in training camp, that has like 9 or 10 years of NFL experience in Chris Moore, and he's earned the trust from the coaching staff, and he's going out there and making plays. And I think we're going to continue to see him eat up some of the snaps from Jalen Lane and Luke McCaffrey because of that trust he has from the coaching staff. You've been listening to AWOD on the Fan. Grant Polson and Danny Ruye will drive you home here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. We'll be back tomorrow, live and local, from 12 to 3. Friday, Football Friday from River City Roll. Don't forget this Sunday, 4:15, tune in to 910 The Fan for VCU basketball exhibition game taking on Villanova. G&D coming up next.
6-7 game.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up, and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.